Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word says in Psalm 119, verse 130, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." Today's topic is Jesus and the early Simon Peter. Now, what brings me to this consideration is the text that will be coming up on this coming Sunday. It's found in John chapter 21, where Jesus and Peter have this dialogue concerning love. And I'm thinking about, how did Jesus and Peter ever meet? How did this discipleship of Peter come about? Because, you know, it's important that we take longer looks sometimes at the lives of people, especially if there's a failure in the person's life. You know, sometimes we look at a failure in a person's life, and that's what we define that person by. That's very wrong, because a failure does not equal the whole life. And so we need to be careful about that. We could do that with Peter as well, because we know about Peter. We know about his failure around the time of the crucifixion. But sometimes we forget that he was also reinstated. And then we forget that Peter has a whole period of maybe 3 years with Jesus, in which he has been together with him as his disciple. And we have to look at Peter and Jesus' relationship in the long term, not simply in the short term. So look with me back at how Peter and Jesus first meet and how Peter became a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Well, we can go to the Gospel of John for the very first indication of Jesus and Peter meeting. It's found after Jesus has been baptized, and we know from the other accounts after he has been tempted. And now he comes back, so this is after 40 days or so after his baptism, comes back to the area where John the Baptizer is ministering. And as John the Baptizer sees him pass by, he identifies him as the Lamb of God. He's bearing testimony to him that he's the Christ, that he is the anointed one. He's the one whom God is sending. Now, when Andrew and John hear this, because they're disciples of John the Baptist, they're down there with him where he is baptizing. And when they hear this testimony that John bears to Jesus of Nazareth, the scriptures tell us in John 1 and verse 25 that the next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and we're identifying them as John and Andrew. And he looked at Jesus as he walked by, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, that must bring to mind something about the Passover. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. After all, John is the forerunner, and he's identifying that Jesus is the one that he is being the forerunner for. And so these two disciples of John the Baptizer, they get up to follow Jesus. We're talking about literally following him. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What are you seeking?" Or what we would say, what do you want? And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" So that they want to go to Jesus' house. He said to them, "Come and you'll see." So he invites him to his place where he's staying. It's not necessarily his house, but his apartment or the place that he's rented while he's there in the Jerusalem area. And so they go with him. They came and they saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. So the idea is that they stayed with him. They spent the night. It was about the 10th hour. Now, one of the two who heard Jesus speak and follow him was Andrew. And then we're told that Andrew is Simon Peter's brother. And John's doing this because, you see, Simon Peter is the one of the disciples and apostles that becomes more well known. So he's identifying Andrew as his Simon Peter's brother, although Andrew is the earlier disciple of Jesus. And so what does Andrew do? It says he first found his own brother Simon, and he said to him, "We have found the Messiah. We have discovered the Christ." And so he brought him to Jesus. Notice that Andrew testifies to his brother Simon, and Simon is then brought by Andrew to meet Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and he said, "You're Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. He's prophesying. He's telling him, in the future, you're going to be called Peter. His name, though, is Simon, the son of John. So that's how Peter and Jesus first meet. Now, they stay with Jesus for a few days because it seems that in a few days' time, Jesus has been invited to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And so he takes these first handful of disciples that he has with him on this journey. You see, the next day, it says, he decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said to Philip, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, so it's some possibility that Andrew and Philip knew one another. At any rate, Philip went and found Nathanael, his good friend, and he said to him, "We have found the one of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip says to him, "Come and see." Notice these invitations. When people said, "I want to tell you about Jesus. I want you to meet Jesus." They tell them, what are their objections? "Just come and see. Come and see. Come and hear," I might say. Because we can't see Jesus physically today. But you can hear what he has to say. You can hear what he has to say in the scriptures. You can hear what he has to say in the gospel accounts. So come in here, come and see. And so Nathanael goes to meet Jesus. And as he comes to Jesus, Jesus says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there's no deceit." And Nathanael says, "How do you know me?" He recognizes that Jesus knows something about him before he's ever met him, just like Jesus knew something about Simon before he ever met him. And so Nathanael confesses, "Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel." Well, they go to the wedding feast, and we know about that story and how Jesus turned the water into wine when the wine supply was running out. And he did this for the primary purpose of manifesting his glory to these early disciples so that they believed in him. They were more confirmed in their belief in him. Well, that's the first meeting of Jesus with Simon. But you see, Simon and Andrew and John, they don't remain with Jesus every day. They're not staying with Jesus all the time. And so after Jesus goes up to Cana of Galilee, it's very likely that they went on to their own homes. After all, we learn later that Peter is married. So he has a wife. He has a mother-in-law. And there's Andrew and Philip. They have a business. They're fishermen. A commercial fisherman, along with their father Zebedee. So you have Zebedee, James, and John, and they're closely related to Andrew and Simon. And so they go back to their daily task of fishing, of trying to earn a living. After all, you got to support your family. You got to support yourself and people. And while Jesus is up there, he's preaching in some of the synagogues. We're told in Luke chapter 5, that on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesareth, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which happened to be Simon Peter's boat. And Jesus asked Simon to put out for a little from the land. Now, the purpose was that is that so he could teach and he could use the water as an amplification for his voice, and so he would not be pressed upon by the crowd. So Simon accommodates him. He sat down in the boat, out on the water, and he taught the people from the boat. And when he's finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered him, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." In other words, we've been working all night trying to catch fish, and we didn't catch anything. His idea is that, you know, it's sort of hopeless, it's helpless. But Simon answered him, "Master, we toiled all the night, we took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. And they signaled to the partners of the other boat, and that would be perhaps James and John, but to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats so that they began to sink. I mean, this is a big load of fish that the nets caught. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees. And this is the first confession that comes from the lips of Simon Peter. He says to him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Jesus' great miracle that he did in this catching of the fish has produced in Simon not only a conviction that Jesus is the anointed, he is the Christ, he's the Messiah, but this is a forming concept. It's there, but it's needing to be built. And it's being built, but now he sees Jesus. He knows he's special, but he also, in light of all of this, sees himself as a sinful man. I wonder what sin it is he sees. Perhaps it was a sin of hesitant unbelief because they've been working all night. But Jesus tells him to go and put the nets out again for a big catch. And so he obeys because the master asked him to. And when he does that, there's a huge catch of fish. It brings to Peter a recognition of who Jesus is. And then he sees himself in light of who Jesus is. And this confession comes from his lips. "Depart from me, from a sinful man, O Lord." And he, that is Simon, and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. So also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Peter said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men." When they brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Now, we have to understand that before this particular incident, Jesus, when they were up in the Galilean area, had also seen Simon and Andrew and James and John working on their boats and their fishing. And if we turn to Mark chapter 1, we'll see that passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And so this is after the incident in the Jerusalem area and after the wedding of the Cana of Galilee, but before this big miracle that I just spoke about. He saw them doing their business. They were engaged in their daily work of fishing. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you become fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat, mending their nets. And immediately he called them. And they left their father and Zebedee in the boat, the hired servants, and followed him. So that had been the call Jesus has given, but that doesn't keep them at this point from still fishing, still going fishing in the daily routine. If they weren't with Jesus as he's going around teaching or doing something, well, they're doing their daily occupation of fishing. But now, after this miracle of the catch of the fish, and after Simon's first confession, "My sinful man, O Lord, depart from me," Jesus gives them the call to basically leave this profession and follow after me, and I'm going to make you to become fishers of men. Where have you been fishers of fish? You will become fishers of men. And how will they catch people? Well, it's going to be through the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom, of whom Jesus is the representative. And so they leave and follow Jesus. I can't get over that first confession of Peter. It's a confession that we all need to make, isn't it? We become to truly understand ourselves in the light of who Jesus is, of his greatness, of his majesty, of his person, of his holiness, of his revelation of God. It can't help but produce in us an awareness of our own unworthiness to be believers, to be followers. From our lips comes the acknowledgement, Lord, we're sinful people. We're not worthy of being your disciples. But nevertheless, Jesus has called us because he loved us, because he came after us, because he's collected us to be his own. I'm going to follow Jesus. What about you? This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do so. Please subscribe to the podcast. And please tell others about it. Let's grow the listenership of these Bible Insights. Thank you so much. Again, this has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights.